we have a major treat for everybody out there. I want to introduce our musical guest. Ricardo Lembo has established himself as a pioneer with his innovative music. Lembo's blend of Afro-Cuban rhythms with Pan-African styles has been described by the Los Angeles Times as seamless and infectious. He and his band from Los Angeles, Maquina Loca, are playing tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais at 7:30 p.m. Ricardo and five of his bandmates now join us here in the studio for a little preview. Ricardo and bandmates, welcome to the Roadhouse. It's an interesting, extremely interesting mix of cultures and musicians that you have assembled, Ricardo. You yourself are from, are born in Africa.
That's correct. I was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I came to the U.S. when I was 15 years old. It's a long, long time ago. I came here to study, and I came here to study, you know, law. I wanted to be a lawyer, but then I changed my mind and dedicated myself to music.
Well, let me just say that's a very interesting coincidence that we have going here. Your name is Ricardo. My name is Richard. I am a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
And you came to study, and, and you became a world-renowned musician. And what did I miss the boat here?
Hey, you're a world-renowned radio host, Dick.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how did that all happen? I mean, how did you decide your career was in music?
I was about 8 years old. I lived in a place called Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we live next to a bar. And every single day we were bombarded by music. And then it was then that I decided that one day I'll become a musician, because I had memorized all the songs that I heard from the bar next door. And I used to imagine myself singing and leading a band. And but at the time, I didn't want to share those desires with my mother, because my mother in those days considered all musicians to be low lives,
ne'er do well.
So
you proved her wrong on that score, didn't you?
Yes. So you know, move forward. I came to America because my dad went to school at USC. I came here. I went to high school and college. I studied political science. When I graduated, and I was ready to go to law school, but I changed my mind. I took a leap of faith and never looked back.
And what kind of music were you listening to from the bar?
It was a blend. Actually, it was Congolese music and Cuban music, mm-hmm, and some American soul music. You know,
really?
James Brown, things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to get the rest of the group here identified. I'm looking from right to left here. Ricardo is on vocals, and then we have Mofongo, who's going to play a trumpet and do some vocals. Serge, who is normally a keyboardist, but we don't have a keyboard for him, so he's going to do some light percussion, I'm told. And then Wheat, who is going to play a guitar, and Jose playing a bass, and Sandy on percussion over in the far corner. I can see her. All right. Why don't you give us a little sample of some of the music you'll be playing tomorrow night?
Okay.
Give us a start.
Yeah, the title of this song is Africa Mokili Mobimba, Africa and the World.
Sagaba bandana miso.
di motema mo bonvite o oko mi omo ni sangabambanda na miso awangana vandi motema mo kokite o oko mi omo ni sangabambanda na mi ya abanda ila afrika jaza compagno na kai mo bembo simara gai banzaka
afrika
kokani sante cheri na kozonge na yo
afrika
na kai mo bembo simara gai banzaka
afrika
kokani sante cheri na kozonge na yo
afrika
na kinshasa na matadi pena bombae o mayombe ai mongala ye ekwatereo kivu manyema kisanganie oye braza e puente noareo kameruneo ganagineo pena afrika pena potoe ai na amerika mokili mobimba oye balingi babi na miziki afrika afrika
You just joined us, folks. That was Ricardo Lembo and his band Maquina Loca, who are playing tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7:30. And this is the Roadhouse, believe it or not. And that was Afro-Cuban music that you were hearing.
Totally wonderful. Now I understand why they made a point in the advertising for your concert to say there's going to be room to dance.
A lot of toe stamping. The language was Spanish. That one was it not, or was
it's a mix of Spanish and Lingala Lingala is a language spoken, one of the many languages spoken in the Congo and in Angola.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I noticed from the info we have on you, you say you're equally at home singing in Spanish, Portuguese, Kimbundu, Turkish, Lingala, and Kikongo.
That is correct.
My goodness. And you were joined there on the vocals by Mofongo, who... You were born and raised in Los Angeles, but your parents were Guatemalan. Is that right?
Yes.
So you speak? Did they speak Spanish? Was that the language?
Spanish. Yes. Yeah. They spoke Spanish to me. Spanish is my first language.
Sure.
And with my dad and at school, I learned English. So now I'm bilingual.
Yes, you are.
And when I started singing with Ricardo, I started being trilingual, quadrilingual. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying.
We don't know for sure what you're saying, so I really appreciate when you describe kind of what the song is about.
This song is a very old song by a Congolese legend. His name was Joseph Kabasele, better known as Grand Calais. And the song Afrika Mokile Mobimba is about the joy that his band, Afrika Mokile Mobimba, brought to Africa and the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the song is about, basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's really great. Folks are going to really have a wonderful time if you get to the concert tomorrow night at the ACA.
Can I just interject here that we always give musicians in the studio a bottle of water, but we've never had anyone play one before.
I was just about to ask Serge about his instrument.
It's my plastic widow. It's not organic, so, but let's see.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's holding a plastic water bottle. And is it important how much? Is it half full or half empty?
It's half full. Half full. I'm going to be positive.
And Sandy, what are you playing over there? I love that sound.
Oh, like little wood blocks over here. Okay. I just have a cowbell and a wood block that I'd normally have like on a set of timbales.
Make some noise with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great sound.
Yeah, and yeah. Okay, that's another question I wanted to get to. That you talk about the Cuban clave rhythm. Is that what that is? That kind of sound that.
Yeah.
It's sympathetic with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that is the actual clave rhythm.
And there's
some slight variants of that in folklore music, but uh-huh. And it's related to, like, if you listen to Bo Diddley, bump, bump, dump, ba-dum, boom, huh. You know. Huh. So, in New Orleans, the South there, that's actually part of the Caribbean. We think of it as the South from our perspective.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But it's actually Northern Caribbean, so that music's going all over the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And all of it influenced by African.
And you hear that with the African drum groups, I mean, mm-hmm. Having that same, that clave rhythm.
Can I ask you guys, when you're talking, would you get closer to the mics? I'm having trouble getting enough sound out of you.
Thank you. That's Serge talking now, though.
All right.
Yeah. So this, another related rhythm would be. So there's like a male, female side, yin and yang side to the, it's a two-part phrase, mm-hmm. and it makes for the structure in Cuban music.
And
they're
origin,
very conscious of it.
And the origin of that is where?
The conscience of actually there being a clave and being real conscious of it is really Cuba.
Oh,
but
it
exists, but not consciously in Africa.
In Africa.
Throughout.
Actually, Ricardo, I remember reading something about you listening to a whole lot of LPs that a young friend of yours had.
It was my cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah. Beside listening to, hearing music from the bar next door, I have a cousin who owned a large collection of Cuban LPs. And so I would spend hours and hours listening to that. And, by listening to that, and I got to mention something else. he had Cuban records, and he also had a record by Nat King Cole. Hmm. Yeah, but it was Nat King Cole singing in Spanish, because Nat King Cole recorded 3 albums in Spanish. It was Cole Español. So the first time I heard Nat King Cole's voice or his music was Nat King Cole singing in Spanish. It was only when I came to America that I discovered that he actually sang in English. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, so it was very interesting. Yes. So it was that's the moment that I decided that, no, one day this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What language did you grow up speaking in Kinshasa?
French, Lingala, and Kikongo. Now, I heard a lot of Portuguese because some family members spoke Portuguese because I was born in the Congo, but my roots are really in Angola. Huh. Yeah, and in Angola they speak Portuguese. So my grandparents and the older folks spoke Portuguese. Mm-hmm. You see, or they spoke Kikongo, but it was a Kikongo that sounded like Portuguese. You know, yeah. So it was only when I came to the States that I learned how to speak English and Spanish. Uh-huh. I learned it here in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
And speaking of French, wheat.
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't that that's a French word?
Yeah, it's a French.
And I see on the website here is wheat kilo.
Yeah.
8 kilos.
8 kilos. Yeah.
How did you get that? I mean, where is that from?
Yeah, it's from the first band that I play. Mm-hmm. I never practiced with them. I never meet them. I never see them. They was in trouble because they have like a competition of like 24 zone of Kinshasa.
Yeah.
The top band, they compete. So, and they don't have no lead guitar player. The lead guitar player, they send him to like the countryside by his father, because his father kind of like, you're going to be a street boy. I don't want you to be a street boy, to be a musician. You're going to be like, you know, Vayu.
We got a theme going here.
So you got it. All right.
So they called me to go and then to rescue them. I went there. I never practiced with them. I knew what the song looked like, sound like. I was, okay, we're going to play this song. Okay, you start. When they start, I listen to them and then I just catch up and then I change everything. They win the competition.
Oh.
So they started calling me Wikilo because it was 7. And I'm the 8th.
You're
person
the 8th one,
so,
okay.
You, every one of them, they said the 1 kilo, 1 kilo, 1 kilo, 1 kilo, and I'm the witch kilo.
Wheat is 8. Yeah, in French.
Right. It's a nickname, and the nickname is stuck.
All right. To this day. Your driver's license doesn't say that, does it? <know.
laughs> Let's hear another one.
All right,
one.
Let's hear another.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry, we're taking too much time talking here.
Talking's good too, but.
Yeah. The song we're going to play now is, the style is soukous. Soukous is a style from Central Africa, and in particular the Congo. And but the song we are playing is a blend of soukous and high life music from West Africa. So the title of the song is Nono Femine, which means, baby, what have you done to me?
In what language?
In Lingala.
Sounds universal.
No, 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 femine. No, Don't offer me name. Now, baby, more quay, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna be too. My cambo, my comedy, good and bucket to bangaga, my cottage, and bam. That I was in a gana, come a conica, fufun and become. Kaya wanna come in, put you in a code that I've any more quay, no, no, for me, name, 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 meow, baby, more so near you, I'm panging about a back of me, Vienga, Yanga. Nayoki Sango, Macambango, and come in for you. It's a bemo conti, Sadi Savana, Yabuana, a yalla. No, no, for me, nay. No, 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 for me, nay. 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 No, baby, more quay, no, no, for me, name. No, no, for me, name. Yeah, oh, baby, hey.
Sukuma, Sukuma, Sukuma. Yeba, 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 yeba. Sukuma. Ama, Sukuma. Sukuma. Kamungandiko.
That was
Ricardo
wonderful.
Lembo and Makina Loca. That was beautiful, guys.
Did you say that and part Sandy. Of that style was called the high life?
Yeah. There's high life is a style of music that's played in West Africa,
yeah.
Nigeria primarily, okay. Ghana, Sierra Leone, and they call that style high life.
Hmm.
So what we did was we blended the high life music with the soukous music from the Congo to create this particular piece.
Hmm. Wonderful.
So that this is your piece? You guys created this?
Yes. Yeah. But inspiration
based on
inspiration from a Ghanaian old melody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting. So interesting to be exposed to this multicultural approach to music and to realize how music influences bounce back and forth from Africa to the U.S. to Cuba to back to Africa.
It does.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to also point out that was Wheat playing the lead guitar there and Jose on the bass. And Jose, you got a mic close by? We haven't had you in on any conversations here yet.
Bass player. Yeah.
We're not overlooking you because it's a very important part of the music. How does this kind of bass line differ from, say, a rock and roll band or something like that?
Well, in the Cuban music, the Bassline is known for the tumbao, and it's a foundation. It really holds down the band, you know, mm-hmm. like the drums, it's carrying, you know, all the low end in the band.
Sure.
You know, like in a rock band, there is a kick drum, you know, driving the band.
Mm-hmm.
In this setting, the bass is driving
oh, yeah.
the band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very mellow.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And where did you come from?
I'm originally from Venezuela, from the city of Valencia.
And did you move? Do you come to L.A. then and hooked up with Ricardo?
Yes, I've been in L.A. for 6 years, and I met Sergey. He's like the first person I met in the band, mm-hmm. and then he introduced me to Ricardo.
But he did have the pleasure of living in Minnesota before.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do tell.
Yes, well, I'm going to try to make it short. yes, before L.A., I moved to St. Paul. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, I went to music school there for 4 years, and then after that, I moved out to Los Angeles.
What's the name of that school?
McNally Smith College of Music.
So you folks should be proud now.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, I really like Minnesota. I had a really good time living here.
Yeah, that's great. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
I bet you never got up to Grand Marais when you lived here before.
No, I made it to Duluth once. I played a gig once in Duluth, but I never made it up here.
So, are you guys on the road quite a bit?
Yeah. We have traveled all over the U.S. and all over Europe, and the furthest we've been is what, Australia?
Probably Australia.
That's pretty far.
Angola. And Israel. Israel is the furthest. Yeah.
Before I forget, there's a great for our listeners out there. We were speaking with Ricardo Lembo and the band Machina Loca, and they've got a really nice website that you can look up all bios on the players and all the CDs. You've got 7 CDs, I think I counted. It's Machina Makina Loca LOCA.com.
And they're playing tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7:30. They're also going to be doing something at the library at 1 o'clock. Is that right, Ricardo?
Yes, it's a workshop, and we're going to talk a little bit about the music that we play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a little performance, for kids and adults alike.
Great. And all are welcome at that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2.
All right, terrific. Yeah. Well, can we hear more? As long as we dragged you all in here.
Sure. We're going to do a song by the title Mujer Divina, a divine woman.
Mujer. Okay, now we're in Spanish again,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes.
Cuando te vi por primera vez, tu cara linda, tu cuerpo de ángel, bella mujer que siempre soñé. Te vi bailando entre tanta gente, llegó a mi vida el amor aquel. Mujer divina, te sigo amando, mi corazón se muere sin ti. Ay, llorele, mamá, ay, llorele, linda es la vida cuando se quiere. Ay, llorele, mamá, ay, llorele, mi corazón sin tu amor se muere. Seguí cantando sin que supieras que mi canción era para ti. Llegué a tu mesa y toqué tu mano, en este instante te conocí. Loca pasión que surgió en la noche, más luz que nunca por nadie sentí. Mujer divina, te sigo amando, mi corazón se muere sin ti. Ay, olele, mamá, ay, olele. Linda es la vida cuando se quiere. Ay, olele, mamá, ay, olele. Mi corazón sin tu amor se muere. Sin tu amor se muere. Mi corazón sin tu amor se muere.
All right. Wow. Ricardo Lembo and Maquina Loca with Mujer Divina. Looks like it's from your CD or album Mambo Yo-Yo.
That is correct. This album was recorded in 1998.
Oh, really?
And it was released by the label Putumayo World Music.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The only way I know that is from the website I just told you about, folks. So you can see all of their albums or CDs on there and little samples of some of the music as well.
And you can hear them tomorrow night.
And, of course, you can be there tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, where they'll be having as much fun as they've had here. I mean, I watched you guys singing now, and Mofongo especially was really enjoying that song. I'm not sure we want to know exactly what the lyrics were, but...
What have you done to me?
Okay. All right, and I'm Dick Swanson with Ann Passes here on the Roadhouse, and we're going to fade out with a little more background music from Maquina Loca with Ricardo Lembo playing tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. And with the band that we had here tonight is Sandy on percussion. You heard her talking about the little wood block. She's making a lot of rhythmic noises with those devices she has on. And Jose on bass, Wheat Kilo on guitar, Mofongo on trumpet, Serge on his water bottle percussion, and Ricardo on vocal. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Mambo Yo-Yo.
Mudwash.
Mambo yo yo, mambo yo yo,
mambo yo yo,
mambo yo yo,
mambo yo yo,
mambo mambo,
mambo yo yo,
mambo macambo. Soy mambo,
mambo yo yo,
Mesia mambo,
mambo yo yo,
señor mambo,
mambo yo yo,
ay tan lani mambo, 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 mambo yo 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 yo, mambo, mambo yo yo, yo mismo soy mambo,
mambo yo yo,
mambo matumba yo yo,
mambo yo yo,
yambura mabuanga tanta pica, mabuanga mabuanga, oye, mambo.
Mambo yo yo,
ay mambo mi guía, yeah,
mambo
yeah, yeah.
Yo yo,
soy la esencia de la rumba, soy el centro del sabor. Yo soy mambo, yo soy el niño, soy el igual. Yo mismo soy el terror.
Brucha, ahí nada más. Brucha, supuma, lleva ya.
Oye, mambo yo yo.